welcome to Crossroads Apostolic Ministries podcast. I am Shelley Hancock, and today I am joined by my lovely sister-in-law, Amanda Hancock. And so I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then we will talk about, we'll kind of tell you what we're going to talk about today.
Hey, all right. How are you, Shelley? It's great to see you. Thanks for having me on the podcast. I'm excited for this.
Anytime.
So my name's Amanda. I am your sister-in-law. and I also attend Crossroads Apostolic Ministries. I love church. I love my family.
Tell us about your family.
So I'm married to Andy, so your husband's oldest brother.
Yes.
And we have three children together. They're lovely. And we're actually getting ready to have our youngest turn 8 officially tomorrow. So lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. Exciting. Well, thanks for being with me today. And I'm so excited about what we're going to talk about because we kind of have been talking about doing this for, oh my goodness, I don't even know how many months now. And I'm so excited that it's finally happening. So we had talked about getting this book and reading it together and then kind of presenting it on the podcast just as something fun, but yet something that is going to help people in their relationship with God. So we are actually going to be doing a couple of podcasts based off of a book called Daily Things of Christian Living. There's 7 of them. This book is written by Reverend Carlton Kuhn Sr. He has written numerous books. He is a well-known author and a senior pastor for one of the churches in Missouri. And so we're going to just kind of take this book and use it for our basis. It's not necessarily something that we're going to go, you know, line by line with, but we are going to use it for our basis going forward for the next couple of episodes. So you ready to dive right in?
Yeah, let's do it, sister.
All right. So we're going to start with the topic of habits. So whenever I say the word habits, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
When I think habit, I think it's just something that I do without even realizing I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm just subconsciously doing things, and I don't even realize I'm doing them. I'm just, hey, I'm eating that Oreo. What's a habit?
I'm surprised you didn't say Tootsie Roll.
I love Tootsie Rolls. Yes, those too.
Yes. So daily habits that we all kind of, well, hopefully we all do, you know, brushing our teeth and we, you know, do all of that fun stuff, getting ready for work, whether it's in the morning or at night or whatever. You just do it and you almost go on autopilot, right?
Right.
But we want to talk about habits related to our spiritual life. And so why don't we start with just, why is it important, first of all, for us to develop habits in our spiritual life? So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's good. So, you know, I think when I was studying and reading and praying on this, the one thing that I focused on was what's a habit and what's a routine, mm-hmm. right? Because those are very different things. And so a habit, a habit typically involves little to no conscious thought, right? Whereas a routine, it typically requires some intention mm-hmm. and discipline. So I would say when I first got started into church, mm-hmm. I had no habits, right? I was not born and raised in a church. Mm-hmm. There was no, on Sundays you go to church, mm-hmm. on Tuesday nights you go to prayer, mm-hmm. on Wednesday you go to Bible study, right? Like there was none of that. So when I met Andy, who, when we got together, was not in church. So we were just very routine in our lives, doing our own things. And then when we got into church, that was a very big adjustment, right? For us, for our relationship, just in general. Now it was for the better. It was a blessing. I didn't realize that at the time. But he had taken me out of my, mm-hmm. right, my routine. Mm-hmm. And so that was something that I had to get in the habit of, was doing his habit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Going with him. And so I had a hard time getting out of my routine and into a habit, which thank God he, you know,
led the way
and brought me back. Yeah. So to your question, I think habit is important. I think mm-hmm. a habit can lay a foundation for you. Yeah. I think that habits can be good. I don't want to say disciplines, because I think, you know, a discipline is different from a habit, but I think that habits can be good, right? Mm-hmm. You can have a good habit or a bad habit. Biting right. your fingernails, that's a bad, you don't want to get into that habit. But I think when you have someone who is godly and who is holy and who is showing you mm-hmm. godly, holy Christian habits,
yeah,
those are really good, and you don't even realize, oh, I didn't know I
should do this.
I should do this or that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, habits can be good. They can cause good things.
Right. Spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. What this is all about, right? So, when we talk about habits as far as in our spiritual life, can you think of any scriptures or anything like that that would we could point to, maybe even just as a general basis on did God maybe command us to create habits, or was it just kind of understood in scriptures? Can you think of anything as an example there?
Yeah, I know when I first got into church, I think one of the things, like one of the verses for me was, give us our day, our daily bread, mm-hmm. right? And so that is something that we are working on with Lainey, mm-hmm. As far as, yes, you do need food and water to mm-hmm. sustain your flesh. That's going to help you gain weight and grow and be mm-hmm. healthy, and it's going to give you the nourishment you need for your body, right? Whereas spiritually, if we're not feeding our body spiritually, whether it's through prayer, worship, right. fasting, studying, meditating, you're not going to grow,
right?
You're going to be dead. So for me, I think because that was one of the key verses, the key scriptures for me that stood out when I first got into church. For me, I hold that very close to my heart. That is a scripture that I think will always be near and dear to me, because it was the first one that I learned and I studied and I applied, and now I'm applying in
your
niece's life as well.
Yes. I will say that one of the scriptures that Brother Kuhn actually uses in his book, it took me a minute to understand why he used the scripture, but he actually used the scripture in Exodus 12, and it's actually the beginning of when the children of Israel left left Egypt, and then so the command was when I see the blood, or the promise was that whenever I see the blood, I will pass over you. And so what the children of Israel had been commanded was to apply the blood of the Passover lamb on the doorposts and the lintels. Well, the habit then going forward was that every year they had to celebrate that event. And that just became part of, I want to still use the word daily living, because it did affect their daily living. Mm-hmm. Even though it was a celebration that they did once a year, that event really changed their lives forever. And so I said, it took me a minute to understand why he used that example or that scripture, but I feel like it's very powerful whenever you think about in your spiritual life, it usually takes that big event to change you and mold you and point you in the right direction for that daily living, you know, that spiritual path, I guess. And we won't get into that part of it today specifically, but we will, you know, in future episodes. So whenever we talk about daily living as a Christian, how do we do it? How do we develop these habits as Christians?
I think, again, I'm going to go back to just my own personal experience. And again, my habit creating that was following the lead of my husband, right? Mm-hmm. He had been And I guess that's kind of his story. But long story short, right? Like, he was in church, then he got out of church. Mm-hmm. Like you had just previously said, it took a life-changing moment for him to get back into church. Mm-hmm. But when he came back, I was also with him. And so, you know, I think number one, you need to recognize, mm-hmm. I need something. Something is bigger than me.
Right.
But I don't know what that something is.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna be honest, when I got with Andy, I didn't realize, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, no, I'm a good person. I'm a fine person. I pay my taxes. I'm not mean to people. You know what I mean? I'm a good person.
Yeah.
But you know, when he got back into church and we started living this lifestyle, and again, it is a lifestyle, right?
Right.
I think that really puts a lot of things into perspective, because you've already been in the world.
Yeah.
You already know what that has to offer you.
Right.
Now I'm in church with all these lovely people and now I have to see what they want to offer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think number one for me personally is recognizing God is real. Mm-hmm. God is sovereign.
Right.
God is the author of your life. Mm-hmm. He can put your name in the book. He can put your name out of the book. You know, I mean, what team do you want to be on?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I think for me, number one, I think you have to realize
your need.
Your need for him.
Yeah.
And because I think it comes to you know, I think you come to a crossroads. Oh, mm-hmm. How funny. Yeah. You come to a crossroads in your life and it's, are you going to go this way or are you going to go that way?
Right.
Ultimately, the choice is up to you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I think, for me, I think number one, recognize that you need him.
Right. And when you get to the crossroads, you can't just stand there. You can't just say, oh, I'm taking this crossroads and then just stand there. You have to actually put one foot in front of the other.
Right. Yeah.
So whenever you have decided which crossroads which way you're going to go on that crossroads and you put one foot in front of the other, what is it? Like, I'm thinking about, you know, like, practical every day where the rubber meets the road. Like, how do we go from this, okay, we formerly were doing this on a daily basis, and now we want to do this on a daily basis. I mean, how do you implement a change like that in your own life so that you can set yourself up for success? Because ultimately that's what we're looking for, is we don't want to feel like, okay, yeah, we know this whole thing over here, we've chosen this path, and we know the right thing to do. Now how do I do that every day?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question. I think the first thing you can do is anytime these church doors are open, be here. Be here with the body, fellowship. It's so important, mm-hmm. right?
That's where you get your example, right?
It is. Yeah. It really is. And I think that, you know, if there's something special going on Saturday, mm-hmm. everybody show up. There's and again, you know, I know that sometimes life can interfere with things. Maybe, maybe we planned it. Oh, maybe, you know, but really try so hard to just make that effort to mm-hmm. be at any event, any special service, any fun thing that is going on at the church, or, you know, sometimes church have events outside of the church.
Yeah.
Be a part, just number one, be a part of everything that they have to offer and show up mm-hmm. when the doors are open, I think.
Yeah, so you've made this decision. And so really it turns into, okay, I've made this decision to go down this path. And so now, therefore, that leads me to the next decision of, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be, you know, be there at the church whenever the doors are open, because I want to have that relationship with God. And so, like you said, you're going to make that decision that here's what I'm doing. This is the path I'm taking, so I'm going to make that decision to go down that path and do what I need to do. I think that for me, it is some, you know, it's definitely a mind thing. You know, you have to make that decision in your mind. And then physically, I have to do something to make sure that I follow through that with that decision. So one example I will give in my own life is I decided, I don't even know how many years ago it was, I decided that I wanted to get up in the mornings and do my daily reading and my daily prayer before I did anything else in the morning. So I was doing it before, but I was more hit or miss on, you know, was it the morning, was it the evening, was it the afternoon? I was not consistent in it. And, you know, then therefore that meant that there were some days I didn't do it. So I decided this is going to happen. And so I actually set up in our spare bedroom at that point, like a little chair or a little space where I literally kept my Bible and my notebook right there. Like I didn't move it. I had to have my Snuggie because of course I was freezing all the time. So I just like that just stayed there all the time. And so then whenever my alarm would go off, I didn't have to stumble around trying to find my Bible, trying to find my notebook, trying to find my pen, trying to find my, you know, it was all right there, ready for me to go. And I know that seems so, you know, simple, but it helped me stay consistent.
No, and I think that's good, right? You're being intentional.
Yeah.
You know, it's important. This is the mm-hmm. time you have chosen.
Yeah.
And I also think that goes back to what are your priorities?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to ask yourself, you know, like you and I were talking before we were recording, Andy and Lane and I, we do a family devotion. And one of the things in the devotion was, we had focused on a life lesson. Mm-hmm. And so it's in the life lesson in the story mm-hmm. that we were going to talk about as a family. The little boy, his Sunday school teacher had said to him, everybody worships something. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right. And I had told you mm-hmm. off the air, I'm like, that just shook me because really, like, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even realize the thing. So for you, you could have worshiped sleeping. Sleeping could have been more important to you mm-hmm. than sacrificing your time to wake up,
yeah.
to be intentional, to prioritize God, to put Him first. Mm-hmm. And you had recognized, like, hey, I'm kind of hit or miss. That's yeah. not what I wanted. So I'm going to be intentional. I'm right. going to lay everything out. That way, when the alarm goes off, like you said, you're not stumbling around. Yeah. You're not looking for this. You're not looking yeah. for that. It was, I'm going to be intentional. Yeah. Intention. I'm going to
yeah.
be that. I'm going to prioritize. This is what I need to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it.
And there would be sometimes, even in the evening, where I would have to give myself a pep talk, you know, of like, okay, the alarm's going off earlier. So you will get up in the morning, you know. And here's the thing. I kind of made myself accountable. I know it sounds a little bit generic, but made myself accountable to God. And I will tell you that in the mornings, even now, even though it's years later, in the mornings whenever I get up, like, it's almost immediate that I hear God say, ah, it's time, mm-hmm. you know. It's time. And so I'm not saying that I'm super spiritual, but I think it's just I've developed that habit so much that it's just an expectation. You know, it's mm-hmm. just it's just there. It's just day part of my day that, quite honestly, like on those days where I don't follow through or I am delayed or I have to do it later in the day or whatever, those days tend to not go as smoothly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you, anytime you get out of a routine, even in the physical, you mm-hmm. know, you get dressed backwards or you get, whatever the case may be, you know, anytime you get out of routine, you get kind of, you know, disoriented throughout your day. And I find that to be true even with my spiritual living.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's funny. So I know, we're accountability partners, right? Mm-hmm. We do that. And so one of the things I had come to you during mm-hmm. our time together was I've fallen off the fasting train. I've been doing terribly. And I was like, I really got to get back on it. And so, you know, we've been doing mm-hmm. our fasting together. And so that's worked, right? Having an accountability partner mm-hmm. is fantastic. Yep. I have the best one. Just no one can take her. She's off the table. But one of the things I've noticed during my fasting is like, And again, that's another conversation. But one of the things I've noticed that I was kind of lacking in during the fasting was prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what I ended up doing was, because I'm at work. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm working. I'm doing this. I'm in meetings. I'm talking to people. I'm doing that. So actually what I've done is I have set alarms on my phone. Mm-hmm. So when it goes off, I stop.
Yeah.
And I pray.
Yeah.
And that has to, so I'm like keeping myself accountable, like you said, like, yeah. Okay, I know that part yeah. of fasting is praying. And I'm like, sure. Oh, Tuesday, I got nothing. I mean, I was praying like, Lord, give me strength for this person. So I was praying, but not, yeah. you know, worshiping him, praising him.
Sure.
So yeah, I've had to set reminders on, and I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Thanks. Yes. 10:05. All right, let's do it, Lord. So I think that's okay. That's okay.
Oh yeah. You, I mean, again, it goes back to whatever you have to do to set yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that requires a physical, you know, physical alarm or a physical place or something like that. So whenever we talk about just being habitual in our spiritual life, I think one thing that I guess we're encouraging people to make this a daily life, right? A mm-hmm. daily living. We want to be habitual on, you know, going to do these things that we're going to be talking about over the next couple of episodes. I think one of the dangers we run into, though, in making those habits is that it does become habitual. It becomes just something else I have to do, mm-hmm. right? And so I would almost say I would have to caution myself and those listening to make sure that it doesn't become something that you dread.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it doesn't sure. become something that you just feel obligated to.
Right.
It goes back to the idea that this daily Christian living equals a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you're doing these habits because you are developing a relationship.
Yeah. No, I think that's an excellent point. And, you know, again, I'll go back to, I wasn't raised in church. So mm-hmm. I really didn't know what that looked like, what it entailed. And so, you know, with Lainey, one of the things we've started doing on Saturdays is we have tea time together.
Oh.
And so, because here's the thing, at the end of the day, I want her to love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to love others. I want her to always walk in truth.
Right.
Right. And right. so I try to make learning about God fun for her. Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to come to church and have fun.
Yeah.
Right. And so one of the things that she and I do is we have tea time and it's mm-hmm. just us, and I make us a pot of tea and we have the teacups and the saucers mm-hmm. and the, you know, milk saucer and the sugar cubes, everything from my Nana, right? Mm-hmm. So from her great grandma, we have that, and we have cookies. And, you know, I just sat her down and I explained what I wanted to do to her, what this tea time was about. And so mm-hmm. she calls it tea time with Jesus.
Oh, that's so
and
cute.
So we, when I first, yeah, I said, we're going to start every mm-hmm. tea time with prayer. This is just girl time, me and you time. We'll have tea, cookies, aww. We'll pray. So we prayed, and she's giggling, and I was like, why are you laughing? We're praying to the Lord. And she's like, did you just invite Jesus to tea time? And I was like, yeah.
I love it.
I was like, he's welcome anytime yeah. to tea time with us.
That's fantastic.
So she yeah. really looks forward to Saturday tea time
yeah.
to talking about Jesus, right? So
yeah.
it's something for her, it's turning into a spiritual habit of, right, you can be, and I think that's what, and I hope that's what people listening to this realize, like, mm-hmm. listen, what works for me, works for me.
Right.
What works for you, works for you.
Exactly.
What works for someone else, let that work for you.
Yeah.
Right? Your habits don't have to look like my habits. You don't have to pray when you and
time.
I pray.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to do what works for you, but whatever you're doing, just make sure that, like, you're loving it
yeah.
and it's going good
exactly.
and you're enjoying it and you're at peace. Cause you, to your point, mm-hmm. you're right. You don't ever want to be like, okay, you know, this is
yeah.
not, no, you don't yeah. want to get to that point. That's a sad
yeah.
point to get to.
And I
would encourage people, if they get to that point,
yeah.
you need to reach out to someone in your church
yeah.
who you love and who you trust and share that, because
yeah.
no one wants that for you.
Well, and if you do catch yourself in that mode, I mean, don't be afraid to try something different. If
mm-hmm.
the morning isn't working for you, try it, you know, in the evening or you know, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. It's not just the time. It could be the place. It could be the surroundings. I mean, the other thing to think about, especially whenever you're trying to do something that's like your alone time with God, whether that be prayer or meditation or reading the Bible or whatever the case may be, is making sure that you're not distracted. Because, and honestly, that's why I do mine in the morning, like before my brain wakes up too much and starts thinking about the 16,000 things going on, you know. I want to start out with talking with God, reading His Word, because if I allow my brain to start dwelling on my physical life, my work, my whatever, then I'm off to the races and I'm gone. You know, like I'm going to be distracted. I'm going to be thinking, oh, I really need to throw in a load of laundry. I really need to wash the dish. You know, I need to check my phone. You know, I don't even keep my phone around because I just don't want to be distracted. So, you know, that's one thing I would also say is just make sure there's no distractions, even if you have to like turn the light off when you're reading or when you're praying. You know, just so that you don't see, you know, the dust on the table or, you know, whatever it is.
No, that's good. Well, and it's funny because I will pray in the morning, but I don't do my reading because I'm not awake. My brain doesn't work like that. I'm like, what laundry? I don't even know what's in my agenda today. I don't even care. Like, that's where I'm at. So I actually will do my reading maybe lunchtime-ish. Yeah. So like mid-afternoon to late evening. And I only do that because I am more coherent. I'm awake. I'm actually like legit focused. Yeah. So I could wake up and say, okay, I'm going to read it. And I promise you, whatever I read, I'm going to forget. I'm not even going to try to be like, let's meditate. Like, let's not. For Amanda personally, it just doesn't. That doesn't work for me personally. Exactly. I've tried it and I was like, it's not working. And that's okay. So like lunchtime, evening, I'm real good. That's mornings, awesome.
Not so
much. I can pray, but no reading.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so I was going to say, I'm just kind of looking back through my notes. I think we kind of covered everything. Is there anything else you want to add to this before we take off?
No, I think you did a good job. I guess really I hope people who listen to this just know that loving the Lord and serving Him can be so fun and beautiful and rewarding all at the same time, right? And it's always good to start somewhere. You gotta, and you just have to make up your mind, like, you know what? Today's the day I'm gonna start today. And if you have that thought, I don't know, what should I do, where should I go, well then I would encourage that person, you know what, maybe read just one chapter in the Bible, maybe start in the book of Matthew, or pray to the Lord. Just start praying, Lord, I want to seek your face, I want a relationship with you, where should I read, what should I need, I need your guidance, send people you know, send people from Crossroads, or I would encourage anyone listening, you are more than welcome to come here. And you gotta habits, what I think the book said, if you don't start it within 72 hours, then it's just not going to happen. And I think if you know, if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, I've tried it 60 times, try 61, just try again,
try
it's okay
time. Yeah,
you know what I mean, like I would always just try. It's all right. Keep your head up. If the Lord has moved on you,
respond.
Stay open, respond.
Exactly.
And as long as you're open, God will work. As long as you're putting the effort in, He will move. And I just really just want to encourage people, really, like, I just want to encourage people.
Well, and this is not about perfection. Mm-hmm. We are not going to be perfect in anything that we do.
Yeah, for sure.
It is literally just about creating that habit and just doing it, even if it's just a small thing at first. You know, you really do have to just start.
Yep.
And so there you go. Just start.
Just do it.
Do it.
All right. So why don't we go ahead and wrap this up? And do you want to pray us out?
I would be more than happy to pray us
out.
Let's
do it.
All right, Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this time together, Lord. I thank you for Shelley, who has done an amazing job at putting this together. Lord, I thank you for everyone who hears this word. God, I pray that you would use this podcast as a tool for us to encourage others and to reach others and to help others to get to know you and fall in love with you the way that we know you and love you, Lord. I pray that this message is received with open hearts and open minds. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.